Stunning. Amazing. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, community radio station. You're listening to Raccoon City every Tuesday, 12 to 1. I am your host, Katie, and that was just Kill vs. Meme by Grimes on their album Art Angles, which is one of my favorite albums by Grimes. Of course, there's so much of Grimes that I love and love to listen to and love to hear, but Art Angels will always have a special place in my heart. I mean, it's just so good. And I was recently watching some videos and interviews of Grimes, and I was really, really, really interested by her perspective on the new AI technologies that are kind of coming out and have been coming out for the past couple years now. And I know AI has been around for like a long time, but I have just recently been like really thinking about, well, also because of, I've been watching a lot of Grimes interviews and drawing from her perspective on AI, just because I think it's really interesting. And she has a lot to say about it because she has so much access to, or maybe doesn't, but I know she's talked about having access to these like huge AI companies, and like she gets firsthand experience on like what they're developing and why. And she also uses it to make her artwork and to make her music, which is really interesting to think about as well. And I was watching and thinking about her perspective on AI and its presence in our mainstream society, and her perspective was really interesting. She had a lot of new insight and access to these AI technologies, and I also found her website or place on the internet called Elf Tech, which is really interesting. It's a website that discusses some pretty cool ideas and thoughts that I really liked, and it's designed by Grimes, which is also really cool. And there's a lot of access to like some artwork, and also to make your own artwork and to kind of do your own like Grimes thing. I don't know, it's called Elf Tech if you want to look it up. It's super cool. I really like it. It's got like a manuscript, and I was reading it, and I just think it was really cool. I just think Grimes as a human being is a cool person, and I follow her, and I think she's dope. She's just so cool. And I'm thinking that there's new music coming soon because, I don't know, she's been hinting at it. She's like, I got some old stuff, I just don't like it anymore. I'm like, okay, just like release it, like whatever, it's fine. Like, anyway, that's up to her. She's cool, awesome. We love you, Grimes. And she's a Canadian artist, which is never, never, never bad. It's always cool to see and always fun to hear about Canadian artists. So I'm going to say it again. Canadian artists are cool and we should support them because they're awesome. And now I'm going to play some more, in honor of Grimes, some more electronic slash dance music. And I have to play the most amazing electric dance Canadian girl boss duo of all time, which is Grimes and Rez, obviously. So here's Violence.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That was just Runaways by George Clanton. Wonderful artist. I also saw recently, I think in the fall, George Clanton is an electronic artist, electronic musical artist. Super cool stuff. He's just a cool guy. I think he's funny. Oh yeah, I said I would talk about the conditions on the local mountains, and before I go, I have to. So yesterday I went to Mount Seymour, which was pretty cool. I mean, it's a beautiful mountain. I had no idea how pretty Seymour was. Like, it really overlooks the whole Vancouver greater area. Like, it's so pretty because the mountains kind of go like Seymour, and then Grouse is in the middle, and then this is for like lower mainland BC, and then it goes to like Cyprus, and Cyprus you can see like a lot of the ocean, but over towards Seymour you can really see the entire lower mainland, and it was stunning. Yesterday was one of the prettiest sunsets I have ever seen in my entire life, period. Like, it was beautiful, and it was a wonderful, like, the conditions actually weren't bad. It was a little bit, I mean, there wasn't a lot of snow, as you could expect from the amount of snowfall that we've had this past season. It was definitely low, but way less icier than I expected. Like, it was really well kept, like, well maintained. The mountain is really nice. Everyone was really friendly. Like, it was just really cool, awesome vibes up at Seymour. So I can't speak for the other two mountains, but Seymour is definitely rad. And it was really nice. It was really sunny. Like, the sunset was beautiful. The mountain was nice. The runs were well kept. I hope and pray for more snow, but it's in the cards. It's going to happen. There's just going to be more snow. Like, it's just going to happen. Also, I know I just played that was just Runaways, but before I played Rez X Subtronic's new single Black Ice, which is extremely rock and roll. Subtronic is headlining the 25th year anniversary of Shambhala this coming year, and I'm so excited, like, literally screaming, crying, throwing up. Like, it's gonna be so good. I'm so excited. And if they're announcing that headline, you know what, I'll talk about Shams closer. It's January, we've got lots of year to come, but it is now time for me to say goodbye. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy this amazing week. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. Raccoon City is where I'll be. It's so awesome, so cool. So you have to come hang out, obviously. Raccoon City, Tuesday, 12 to 1. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. And I am so happy to be here. Oh, my name's Katie. I'm going to play more music before I go. Don't worry. But this is going to be the last time I'm on air. So have a wonderful week. Enjoy the beautiful Vancouver winter time. Here is Sunday's Just Piano Version by French Kiwi Juice. See ya!
See, is the sun.